the muscles all pull, and you're looking to stabilize that strength pulling on all directions around the joint so that it's not getting wonky. So you might well have been inadvertently, for example, doing way more pushing, thinking about punching than you were pulling. And that actually creates an imbalance there on the pull around the shoulder. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heatrick Muay Thai Performance. So for example, as you're doing a horizontal push, the muscles working, the agonists, so the chest and the triceps, the antagonists, so the bits that have to relax to allow that to happen. So that would be the rear of your back, the rear of your shoulders, biceps all have to relax as you push. Otherwise, you're kind of like, you're fighting yourself. It's like an isometric hold. So you would think, okay, so throwing a punch is like chest, front of the shoulder, triceps. So if I build those up, I'll be able to punch harder. I'll come back to that in a moment, why that's not true for a lot of other reasons. But if you've not worked pulls to be equally strong on your pulls, that will affect your body being able to express that full push force that you've got. If your body, and it inherently knows this, knows you're very strong on the front side, the agonist, but weak on the backside, it's almost like you've got a really strong accelerator, but your brain knows you've got terrible brakes and you'll crash. So it's like if you've got a really high-performing car and you're driving very fast into a corner, but you've got terrible brakes, you can't go full speed around that corner because you can't brake to control it. Whereas if you've got really good brakes, you can go, wow, roaring into that and control it all really nicely because you know you're as good at stopping and starting. Your brain does that to your punch. So if you're punching and it knows really good triceps for extending, really good chest to throw that forwards, but actually the biceps breaking on the end to protect the elbow joint, for example, from hyperextending is really weak. It won't let you put the full juice in from your triceps to extend your arm that hard because it's like, yeah, he's going to hyperextend himself. I won't give him his full power. His brakes are bad, so I won't let him go into that full force. So it's really important that you train all of that really balanced for performance aspects, but also injury prevention as well. So if we think of the body needing to work horizontal push and pulls, vertical pushes and pulls, so chest press and rows, shoulder presses, chin-ups, and then we've also got hip dominance, so that'd be something like a deadlift-type pattern, stiff leg deadlifts, RDLs, those kind of things, and knee dominant, which would be more like squatting actions, lunges, front squats in particular, very knee dominant. And then for the core, we've got anti-rotation and anti-extension. If you're hitting all of these patterns, then you're injury-proofing yourself. And if you're as religious as you can be about getting at least one resistance training session in the week, but if you get two sessions in the week, basically you can hit all of these directions every week. And that's the most robust injury-proof body and highest performing body you can get. But the first rule of strength and conditioning is actually reduce injury first, then it's performance enhancement. If you're getting all this stuff balanced up, you're going to find you're far more robust and not hurting yourself so much.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit Heatrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.